AM 1300 KGLO, I'm Tim Fleming, and on our KGLO live line this morning, we have Brad Barber with us. Brad, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Tim. How are you this morning?
Actually, I'm up taking a little bit of nourishment in the form of a cup of coffee. Now, you can appreciate that, can't you?
I can appreciate that. Everybody should have a cup of coffee or a latte or something in the morning to get them going.
Brad, of course, with Cabin Coffee. You know, I was thinking about the other day, how many locations do you have now?
Gosh, we have 17 in 6 states, and by this time next year, we will have 24, 25 stores open, and we'll be in 2 more states. Missouri and Tennessee will be our 2 new states we're going to be in. So it is awfully odd, Tim. This time, during this pandemic, we have had more people decide to open up a business than any other year we've been open. So I have no idea why that is. There's no rhyme or reason, but we just feel glad that that's going on.
Oh, that's terrific. That is terrific. I remember when you first opened in Clear Lake, and I was there broadcasting with you, and we were talking, and you said, and our goal someday is to see this branch out and develop some type of a our own family, kind of a chain of Cabin Coffees. And boy, you've just watched it become a reality.
We have. I tell you, it's because our customers in Clear Lake and Mason City that have just been loyal customers for us and our team members to help us grow. And that I remember that day too. We were sitting up there talking, gosh, that just seems like yesterday, though, Tim.
Oh,
that's the scary part about it. You know, that was 18 years ago, man. This month, hey, in like 3 more days, it'll be our 18th birthday.
Oh, well, that's terrific. Yeah, that's exciting. That is really that's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, Christmas time of year, this is a fun time of year for you guys, too, at Cabin Coffee, isn't it?
It is. And, we have to try and bring, especially, what's been going on this year, whatever we can do to try and set our eyes on, other people and do what we can to just bring some joy and hope for other people this time of year. I tell you, we really need to even go further this year to try and help other people feel good about their life and have some hope, because it's been a tough year this year. So we need to celebrate. We need to find whatever we can to celebrate right now.
Yeah, and I know you're very very involved, and we're really excited to have you involved with our Light Up the Night, too, which is coming up at the North Iowa Events Center. That's going to be just a fun happening for people to drive through and see the lights.
I'm going to be there a couple of nights. I was sharing that with Alice the other day when she was here at our office, and what I keep thinking about is watching the kids, going through there with their parents or friends or whatever, and see their little smiles and their eyes gleam. And it's just magical for kids this time of year. And so it's going to be priceless to see all those kids' faces. So I encourage everybody that can to go out there experience that this year. It's the first year, right, Tim?
Yeah, we're just getting it started. And we're just overwhelmed by the support, and I know the community is excited. And the thing is, you mentioned the kids, it's going to be one of those fun things for them from 2 to 82, because you can get in a car and drive through and enjoy, make a donation of $10 that's going to go right back into the community to help some wonderful organizations.
Yeah, that's great. So please, everybody, go out there and check it out. And it is all going to some great causes for the folks that need it this time of year.
Oh, no question about that. And we're really excited about it, for sure. Very excited about it. And I can't wait, as a matter of fact, Brad. I just can't wait.
Yeah. Well, tell me what you like about this time of year, Tim. You're always asking everybody else. I'm going to ask you, what do you like best about this time of year?
Well, I think I like giving this time of year more than I like receiving.
Okay.
And that probably goes back to my own family and how we grew up and so forth. But there are traditions. It's all about family, and it's all about giving, and it's all about doing things for others. And those are the kind of fun things that I enjoy about this time of year. Matter of fact, I was going to send out just one of those Fleming challenges today too. So when you're swinging by Cabin Coffee, for example, in Mason City, and you've got a wonderful drive up there too that people just love to use. When you're paying for your coffee, tell them you want to pay for the one behind you.
Yes.
And so buy the one behind you, and then pay it forward.
Yep.
Have some fun.
Yes. Yeah. And isn't that a surprise when that happens to me?
Oh, it's a treat. It's an absolute treat. Yeah. People love it. People enjoy it, and then they want to be a part of it too. Brad, you know, it's a great part of this Christmas season. How about you? What's the best part of Christmas for you?
Well, gosh, you know, all the giving is great. I just love this time. You know, first of all, I'm a Christian, so it's my Savior's birthday. So I want to definitely. You know, make that shine and know that, you know, there's hope in this world. And so, and then also just loving and caring for other people. You know what I started doing the other day, Tim?
What's that?
And this is fun. I tell you what, I did this for therapy, so maybe some other people can do this. The first thing I do in the morning when I get to the office is write a note to somebody. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I like
and,
it.
And the reason I do that is because, you know, my life's a mess most of the time. I mean, I'm just a mess. But most of us are somewhere or another, right? But anyway, what I do is I have a list of people that I write a note to. And it starts my day out thinking of other people first. And it kind of kicks me off in the right spot. And I'm doing two a day now for Christmas. You know, I thought, well, why do one? Just do two. And so, just pouring into others. I mean, especially this time of year, and it truly is just like what you were talking about a minute ago about, you know, paying it forward, you know, paying for that person's drink behind you. That is an awesome, I mean, it cannot make you feel good. I mean, it makes you feel so good to just do something for somebody else. And it truly is better to give than receive.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's terrific. That is terrific.
Yeah.
Well, Brad, it's always great to visit with you on the radio, and I could talk to you for hours, and I look forward to visiting with you more when we light up the night at the North Iowa Event Center, and that, by the way, is starting on the 10th of December, and I'll swing by Cabin Coffee and see you real soon. How's that?
Hey, that's great, Tim. Thanks for being a great light for our community. You truly add a lot of value to our community. So thank you so much, sir. You're a true gentleman.
Hey, and right back at you, Brad Barber. Right back at you. I appreciate you an awful lot. Thank you.
You bet. Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, Brad.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.
Take care. It's Brad Barber with us from Cabin Coffee. What a great guy. What a great guy. 7 o'clock in the morning at KGLO. Bob's got a quick note here on KGLO Mason City about what's coming up in news.
Coming up in the KGLO Morning News, Sargento County could see the first doses of a coronavirus vaccine arrive in a few weeks, but the leader of the county's health department says the general public should not expect to be vaccinated until the spring. A coronavirus expert at the University of Iowa is in